Welcome to another edition of Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Jamaica and Venezuela are set to forge greater ties in trade and commerce. This was revealed last week as Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and members of her cabinet met with a Venezuelan delegation, including the General Secretary of Petrocaribe, Bernardo Alvarez. While indicating that there were no new developments regarding the Petrocaribe agreement, the Prime Minister said a number of other important initiatives were being discussed.
Venezuela is looking to be engaged in terms of trade with us, and we are to identify areas as well that we can trade with Venezuela. And we did not discuss just trade with Jamaica, but trade with our CARICOM region.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller has expressed profound regret and sadness at the passing of former Prime Minister and President of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, Arthur A&R Robinson. Mr. Robinson, the only person to have served as both head of state and Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, died Wednesday at a private hospital where he had been a patient since March 8. In conveying condolences to the government and people of Trinidad and Tobago, Prime Minister Simpson Miller said the Twin Island Republic has lost a distinguished leader and statesman. Mrs. Simpson Miller described A&R Robinson as one of the Caribbean's most accomplished leaders who fought vigorously and advocated strongly for the sovereign rights of his countrymen and the Caribbean people. A&R Robinson served as Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago from 1986 to 1991 and later as President from 1993 to 2003. Jamaican Professor Norman Paul Gervin also passed away last week. Professor Gervin served Jamaica and the region in various capacities, including that of Secretary General of the Association of Caribbean States, Director of the National Planning Agency of Jamaica, and at the time of his death, Professor Gervin was the personal representative to the UN Secretary General on the Guyana-Venezuela border dispute. Mrs. Simpson Miller says his passing has left a legacy of excellence and accomplishment that should serve to inspire others. Expressing condolences on behalf of the government and people of Jamaica to his family, Prime Minister Simpson Miller said Jamaica and the Caribbean will remember Professor Gervin's sterling contribution to regional development and sound academic research, particularly in the area of Caribbean economic development. Prime Minister Simpson Miller says the discrimination and stigma associated with HIV/AIDS will only be eliminated when those most in need have access to medical care and treatment without fear of victimization and ridicule. The Prime Minister was addressing the opening ceremony for the Caribbean Consultation on Justice for All and Human Rights Agenda held last Wednesday. Her address was delivered by Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding.
In approaching the challenge of HIV/AIDS, we realize that it cannot be business as usual. We have put in place an integrated national strategic plan for sexual and reproductive health, including HIV. We have advanced the treatment agenda, placing emphasis on affordable medicines. We've increased the budget allocation for HIV/AIDS services, and we've put in place mechanisms to counter the intractable issues of stigma and discrimination.
The three-day consultation was staged from April 9 to 11 under the theme Advancing Justice for All and the Human Rights Agenda. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.